you know, being a former defense attorney and prosecutor, this is something that I've been dealing with the last 10 years. And now as a state representative, we're just looking at ways to see what we can do at the local level, whether it's at the schools or through LACADA or through the drug court here with Judge Maraldi, and also obviously at the state level and federal level. So we just want to get, you know, a room of experts together, get an update on what they're doing, and also get a room of, whether their parents or family members can do, because clearly we're losing this battle. The drug epidemic is horrible, and it's getting worse, and we certainly have done a lot to try to fight it, but we need to do more.
There's a tax issue on the ballot in Lorain County to help address these kind of efforts. Where do you stand with that tax issue?
Yeah, SB 35, I'm in favor of that. You know, I'm a fiscal conservative. I like lower taxes, but this is something that it's clearly affecting, you know, everybody knows somebody that's been addicted to drugs here, and it's getting worse and worse, and we need to, you know, tackle this at the local issue. And the great thing about local levies is you know where the money's going, you know who's what they're going to be doing with the money. It's not going down to Columbus, it's not going down to Washington DC and then getting distributed. We know where this is going, and I think it's something that's really needed for Lorain County.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about tonight's program?
You know, I just hope we learn a lot here tonight, and I hope that something positive comes out of this where we can make a difference.